There isn't really an overall concept for what we do. I suppose that the only common denominator in our live performances is the fact that we try and affect the audience in very specific ways for each song we do, and that we don't present material to be listened, we present material to sort of strike the audience. It's a fairly aggressive sort of show, but it's not a mindless wall of noise aggression. It's a slightly more subtle form of audience abuse. Well, that's largely the idea that works through the lyrics and through at least my presentation.
There's the title and then the lyrics, and then the music is thrown together and just molded around that.
Yeah, we have been trying to get away from a bitsy approach to songwriting, but that's one of the things we're trying to do, is just find new forms of writing.
Yeah, I suppose the main thing we were interested in doing in terms of presenting something new was to present a sort of a musical format which was almost entirely dramatic, orientated towards, you know, key shifts, time changes, elaborate dynamics and the rest of it, because there's no other music that I can think of offhand that uses very orchestrated dynamics to make each song a sort of a small drama piece on its own. And it's fairly minimal as well. It's like, if we make a theatrical gesture, it's not gigantic. It's not.
It's the illusion of involving the audience in the idea of the song, because there's an idea, an approach behind every song, some idea which becomes more clear as we write the song, and by the time we play it, and the more we play it, everyone in the band becomes more aware of what the song, what the atmosphere of the song is. And we try and involve the audience in that.
Which is one of the hard things, really, for us, five little marionettes, to actually get one rough sort of
get a grasp
approach to the thing, so we we're all thinking along the same lines. One criticism that's been put to me is that it changes around, and that there is sort of so much interest or whatever, if you can be bothered to sit down, that is a bit boring in itself, because a lot of people just aren't prepared to give it the time and sort of sit down and listen to it or whatever, and so they turn off as much as if it was a 12-bar rock and roll song or something.
I think it's a problem, but I mean, we sort of make, In terms of dynamic shift, we make all the concessions to the audience that we're willing to make, and we do actually make very conscious sort of.
We think, oh no, we couldn't possibly, you know, get away with that, and so we do have that in the back of our minds somewhere. But there's always another band that we play with, and they're bound to give them the goods. We'd like, if we could organise ourselves better, put on cabaret sort of shows. We could even move to a point where we weren't even on stage and we were in an orchestra pit and there were other players on stage or something like that.
We want to do a live midnight show in a car park.
I'd like to play a Sunday afternoon with the marionettes concert in a band rotunda somewhere.
I think getting out of pubs is
a bit of fun.
Yeah. One of our main interests at the moment.
Well, playing in pubs is good too, because that's where people go. And I think people pay money to go out and to a pub and have a good time.
Yeah, but they expect a certain thing, I think.
And they do expect, a lot of people expect to be able to bang their heads against the speaker box.
And if they don't get it, then they just...
Well, they can get that from the other band.
Yeah, really. I know, but if they don't get it from us, then they just tend to sort of disconnect, as it were.
But that's why we try to be a bit different, and at least, you know, give people something different every time. Otherwise, I know I get bored going to see a band, no matter how much I like them, if I see them a couple of times and they're exactly the same.
Sad stories afoot. Oh, swing, swing, swing! Oh, when you hear it, that you move around. Listen to loud trumpets, learn to laugh. Tap your feet to the way you're just. unicorn. Juggling the edges of a single sting.
Swing, 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 which is
dance song.
Dance song. It's based on a 15th century poem, if you like, about a bishop in Belgium who decided that he was sick of his parishioners. So he gathered them all together in a huge silo for a commemorative feast for some saint's day. And in this silo, he had everyone in his parish, and he set fire to the place, locked the doors, and burnt them all to death.